Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
everything that's held us down. But now it looks like things are finally coming around. I know we've got a long, long way to go, and where we'll end up, I don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're putting ourselves together, we're polishing up our act. If you've never been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want you to listen, listen
to every word I say, every word I say.
And if you're trying to make it, they only push you aside. They really don't have nowhere to go. Ask them where they're going, they don't know. But we won't let nothing hold us back. We're gonna put our shows together, gonna polish up our act. And if you've ever been held down before, I know you refuse to be held down anymore.
Don't you let nothing, nothing stand in your way. I want y'all to listen, listen.
Every word I say, every word I say.
No, no, no.
We're moving,
we're moving.
Now, I want to thank every letter, every telephone call. Our theme this month is prayer and miracles. Miracles being released upon you. I'm praying for you, Sister Deborah Ann. I'm praying for you, Sister Peyton, that called me. Deborah Pickett, I'm praying for you. Lisa, I'm praying for you. And I want to tell you, God is still releasing miracles. I'm praying for the young man that had cancer, and God healed him. God healed him. Whatever you got. Psalms 72 tonight, Psalms 23, and Psalms 19. If you take these scriptures and write them down, it will be a blessing for many of you tonight. Was down because it was something happening. But I want you to know tonight, all is well. I'm praying that the war over in the Middle East stop. I'm praying that the war over in Russia stop. With your prayer, stop the killing and save the babies.
We're going back to the New Bethel Baptist Church. To the days of this recording, produced by the great Reverend James Cleveland, one of my mentors on the piano. Small churches and city auditoriums.
Yeah! survival throughout the world, what's going on. And I want to say to you that we feel that we must come together as people to make things happen. Don't...
Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Don't do it without me. You gotta tell it for yourself. Lord, whatever you're doing in this season, please don't do it without me. Woo! Don't do it without me. Come on, help me say. You gotta tell them for yourself.
Don't do it without me.
Come on, say it like you mean it.
Of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
From this time forth and forevermore, from the rising of the sun to the going down of the same, the Lord's name is to be praised.
Amen.
The Lord is high above all nations, and his glory above the heavens. Who is likened unto the Lord, our God, who dwelleth on high, who humbleth himself to behold the things that are in heaven and in earth? He praises, he raises up the poor out of the dust, and lifts the needy out of the dunghill, that he may set him with princes, even with the princes of his people. He maketh the barren woman to keep house.
Yes.
And to be joyful mother of children. Praise ye the Lord.
Praise ye the Lord. This morning I want to say this.
Yeah.
He said that he will bring you out of the dunghill.
Yes.
Out of your mess and set you in a place.
Yes.
And I want to tell you that right now that God is uplifting us in the spite of
yes.
the storms and the flood.
Yes.
God is getting ready to carry us to another level.
Yes.
Whatever you're going through, go through it this morning.
Yes.
Because God is a healer.
Yes.
And a deliverer.
Thank you, Lord.
And David said that he lifted me up because he's over everything.
Yes.
He looked down and picked you up where you can't get up.
Yes, Lord.
The doctor said you can't get well, but God said different. He said, I control the universe.
Yes.
And if God controls the universe today, I want you to know that he will lift you up and carry you to a safe place.
Yes.
He will carry you to a place of rest.
Yes, Lord.
Where you won't have to deal with the day operation.
Thank you, Lord.
You won't have to deal with ups and downs because he said that I am God of Abraham and the God of Jacob.
Yes.
And I want you to know whatever you might be going through,
yes,
get ready for a miracle breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready for right now where you set your present state going to change in 2014. 2015, 2016, get ready for a breakthrough.
Yes.
Get ready to name your healing.
Yes.
Get ready to name your deliverer, Jesus.
Thank you,
get ready to say all is well.
Yes.
I need somebody to say to me, Bishop, all is well. As I go through things, I can see things are working for you because you know that God said hi. And look low.
Yeah.
And he's bringing you up out the downhill of dust and mess. He bring you out of all this confusion, witchcraft, sickness, and all the things that's going on around the world.
Yeah.
So God is about to lift you up this morning. It reminds me of the prodigal son. As he went out and rotted living and spent all his money.
Yeah.
He come to himself,
yes, Lord.
Found himself in a hog pen,
yes.
And looked around and said, wait a minute, I've come to myself.
Thank you, Lord.
Because I know I don't supposed to be in this condition. I want to tell you, you don't supposed to be in the condition you're in.
Yes.
When you come to yourself,
thank
you're going to raise up and say, enough is enough.
Yes.
Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank
but
you.
As we go on the day, he looked around and said, I'm in the hog pen with the hogs.
Yes.
Let me paraphrase a little bit for you. You are there hungry.
Thank
you're there ain't got no job.
Thank
you're there where all kind of rotten living is going on and you're stepping in.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to come to your senses this evening. I want you to come to your senses this morning.
Yes.
I want you to come to your senses. I need to get up and get out and go to the Creator,
yes,
who made me.
Thank you.
I'm talking about Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end.
Yeah.
And when this young man came to himself, he dusted himself off and pulled what little rags he had up. So I'm going home.
Yes.
I'm going home.
Thank you, Lord.
To my Father.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going back.
Yes.
To where Jesus. I'm going back to where food.
Yes.
I'm going back where I can be healed. I'm going back where I can come off of dope, alcohol, and drugs. I'm going back where I got a peace of mind. Somebody, young man, you need to come back.
Yes.
Young
yes.
woman, you need to come back.
Yes.
Somebody needs to come
yes.
back to Jesus.
Yes.
You've been in the whole pen
yes.
too long. You've been down too long. You've been suffering too long. You ought to come on back. As I'm coming back to Jesus, I can imagine in my eye the young man got ready and he began to walk down that long corridor and looking, you know, way made down south, they got big homes, and you can see for miles when you get on the property. When the young man got on his father's property, he felt a little bit better because he was aching, he was with pain, and cancer set in, sickness set in, because he was too long in the hog pen. He was too long suffering. But when you make your mind up that you're going to rebuke cancer, TB, tuberculosis, cataract and tumor, this man comes, this young man says, I'm coming to myself. As he began to walk, if you ain't going to pray with me, but if you walk down with me, as he began to walk on the property, when he get ready to walk on the estate, he began to feel a little better. Look like he holds his head up and say, look, I own my father's property. I own the land that I own. Oh, y'all ain't going to pray with me.
Thank you, Jesus.
Woo!
Glory. Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
God is just good. We're going to have Brother Faden to pray for you.
Yes, Lord.
As he prayed this morning.
Well, Father, we come once again, oh God, looking and have mercy upon us.
Yes.
Oh God, before I go any further in this prayer.
Yes.
Oh God, I may have spoke wrong. I may have talked wrong, may have sinned and come short.
Yes.
But I ask you to forgive me and love my soul freely.
Yes.
Yes.
Lord, let this prayer be the one that reach you. Let it be the one that you listen to.
Yes.
Because God, this world is in a bad shape.
Yes.
The people on God's contrary don't want to do right. Don't want to treat each other right.
Yes.
Oh, have mercy this evening. God, we can see somebody hungry. We won't even stop and give them no bread. And that ain't the way that you set this world to be. You said, love ye one another.
Now,
that's like, I have loved you. We done come short this morning. Now, but I know you're able, and I believe that you will. Now, see bottles down here. Now, we are strangers a long way from home.
Yes.
Friends are few. But enemies all around. But oh God, this morning, I know you're able.
Yes.
And I believe that you will. See us through this evening. Oh God, have mercy this evening. Every soul, Jesus. We need you one for one.
Need you.
Lord Jesus, somebody's daughter's in on a comb. Somebody's on
drugs. Hallelujah.
Oh Lord, you see it. I know you're able. Good God Almighty. Now Jesus, my rock. My weary land. My bread. In a starving land. My water. In dry places. I love to call you. Your name do something for me. It satisfies my soul. For now, Lord.
Now, Lord.
I got to come off this battlefield. Can't say the world no more. You'll see me somewhere in the kingdom. But I can give you 90 bread. I'm sorry.
God bless you.
Thank you.
Today, wherever you're at.
Thank you.
And we thank you, Deacon Payton.
Yes.
And we thank you, Mother Payton, right here in Chicago.
Thank you, Lord.
And I want to let you know, 2014 is a winning year.
Yes,
2015,
Lord.
You're going to be around.
Thank you, Lord.
I want you to know 2016, God got you back.
Yes.
But I want you to get ready for your next walk with God.
Yes, Lord.
I want you to get ready for God to open up the door for you.
Yes.
I want you to get ready, young lady, to say that for God I live, for God I die.
Thank you.
Whatever you've been going through, I want you to know that you had houses up and down.
Yeah.
Back and forth to the hospital in 2013.
Yeah.
But God told me to tell you, wherever you might be, he's going to mash your blessing.
Thank you.
Get ready for the trillion flow.
Yes.
Get ready for God to walk with you and talk with you and show you a better way.
Yeah.
I want to tell you, you don't need the alcohol.
Thank
you. You don't need the drugs.
Thank you.
You don't need nobody but Jesus. If all and all be lifted up from the glory.
Yeah.
I want you to know.
Thank you, Lord.
If you just lift the name of Jesus up.
Thank you.
Things will be all right.
Amen.
I'm praying.
Amen.
Right now for overflow for you.
Amen.
All the stuff that the devil stole,
well,
I'm praying that it's going to be restored.
Yes, sir.
Matthew 6, that says, seek first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness.
Yes.
I want you to seek God because in 19:13,
yes,
in 2014.
Yeah.
All the stuff that the devil stole, your marriage,
yeah,
your job, your sickness,
yeah,
God's going to restore it in 2014.
Thank
Get
you.
Ready for an overflow blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
Get ready for it to come.
Thank you.
All the stuff
Thank
that
you
stole, God's going to restore your job,
Thank
your
you.
Health.
Thank you.
God's going to do it right now.
Right now.
In the mighty name of Jesus. Call it down.
Yes,
in
sir.
The name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Yes, Jesus.
I call it to right now.
Right now.
You,
yes.
You, your blessing,
thank you,
your miracle,
thank
is on its way.
Thank
Lord,
you.
Hallelujah. I see it coming.
Thank you.
It's right there.
Right now.
Grab hope to
thank you.
Thank
you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
At home, in the hospital,
thank you,
walking
Jesus.
Down the highway.
Thank you, Jesus.
God says, don't give it everything that the devil stole.
Yes.
Devil,
thank
have
you.
Loose
thank
my
thank
blood.
You. Thank
have
you.
Loose my blood.
Thank
in
you.
The name of the Father.
Yes.
The Son and the Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
All it done.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Thank
Glory.
You, Lord.
Thank you. Hallelujah.
Woo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
God, so that cancer's gone.
Thank you, Jesus.
I cancel out.
Woo.
That high blood, that high condition, I cancel out.
Woo. Thank you, Jesus.
All that roasting at the liver, I cancel out
thank
right
you.
Now. Those cataracts, I cancel out.
Thank you.
In the name of Jesus,
in
you heal. In the name of Jesus, you are delivered.
Yes.
In
yes.
the name of Jesus, right now, you are saved.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Praise him till I'm gone. I'm gone. Praise him till I'm gone.
When the plagues go up,
the blessings come down. When the praises go up, the blessings come down.
I speak of promised land, soil as soft as mama's hands, running water, standing still.
There is power in
the last few days, several people have been calling me and writing me and telling me of how lonesome they are in this big city. And I don't want you to take that lightly, because that is quite possible. There are people who can come to cities like Detroit and like Chicago and New York and other large urban cities, having left their home grounds and their friends somewhere else and their familiar surroundings, and possibly who were active in their churches where they previously lived, and come to a strange city and feel lost. That is one way to be lonesome. Then there are others who have come to the big city and who have been caught up by its rapid pace, its fast movements, its gaiety, its revelry, its nightlife, its good times, and who have pursued the fantasy of pleasure in this manner, and have grown tired, have lived to learn that this does not satisfy. As I said to you in the sermon on last Sunday night, in quoting words from Jesus, that man cannot live by bread alone. Also, man cannot live by pleasure alone. Did you hear what I said? I said man cannot find ultimate satisfaction in pleasure. Did you believe it? Try. You'll grow tired of the grind and the rapid pace and the crowd and the parties and the reciprocation that must go on. They entertain you and you in turn entertain them. And then eventually you add up the cost that is involved. And you learn that you're going out the world backwards. I don't believe you know what I'm talking about. Do you all know what I'm talking about? I'm trying to say to you that man was made for God. Man was made for God. Man was not made for himself. Man was not made for pleasure. I mean alone. Man was not made for material things alone. Man was made for God. The reason why there are so many lonesome, frustrated souls in this big city, in other big cities, the reason why so many people feel maladjusted and feel useless is because there is no purpose in your life. When you are living, and remember, I'm not saying that man should not have pleasure in his life. Man should have pleasure in his life. I am not saying that man should not have the material things that he can acquire honestly and justly. I'm not saying that he should not have them. He should have them if he can. But what I am saying, no life is complete simply with
the acquisition of pleasure or of material goods. For man was made for a nobler and a higher purpose.
Yes.
And if tonight you are listening to my voice and have been thinking that your life is useless, drab and unexciting and uneventful, if you're listening to me tonight and feel that you are on a merry-go-round that is just doing the same thing over and over again, day in and day out, remember that your life will remain thus until you tie it and involve it with something that is constructive, something that is lasting. To go through life with God out of it, to go through life with high purpose out of it, to go through life when your life is not dedicated or given over to anything worthwhile, then you are likely to become frustrated.